Right, well, we're going to finish the show today with another edition of Quarantunes. Just a reminder of the context here. You heard it yesterday from the Minister of Arts, Sport and Culture. The industry has been decimated by the impact, perhaps more than any other, because all the major festivals cancelled, public gatherings banned, all live gigs drying up. Many, many artists just overnight were left with no income. And a week or so ago, Martin Myers of Music Exchange challenged us to do something to help them. And we don't have control over the playlists on the station. What we do have control over is who we choose to interview on the show. So our show decided that one thing we could do was increase the number of local artists we'd be speaking to, giving them a chance to talk about their music, share a track with you, and hopefully say, if you like what you heard, this is where you go to buy more of it, and please keep on supporting us. And let them highlight anything they're doing creatively to get around this terrible predicament that we're all in. So if you like what you hear today, please support it with your back pocket and go and spend some money downloading music to play through quarantine. On the line with me right now is Ernestine Dean, who I think is an artist who will already be known to many of our listeners for her absolutely velvet voice that draws you deep into her stories and poetry and songs. She really merges music and storytelling in a way that few artists do. A professional career that started at the age of 16 with hip-hop legends Black Noise. Later, she found a home with Mood Phase 5, who many of us remember with great fondness from the late 90s and early 2000s. Ernestine's gone on to become somebody who does a lot of work in the industry itself as an active union leader since coming back to South Africa. She's also a co-founder and co-director of the music union TUMSA, the Trade Union for Musicians of South Africa. So Ernestine, we're going to have a conversation on next week about the bigger picture of musicians and what kind of lobbying is going at government level on their behalf. Today, I want it all to be about you and your music. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Pippa. Good to be here with you. What a crazy time.
It is indeed. I mean, tell us about the direct impact on you, Ernestine, in terms of gigs that have been cancelled, future bookings, etc.
Yeah. I mean, I've estimated, Pippa, that my income, I've made a loss of 10 to 15,000.
Sure.
And obviously, we don't know yet. We don't know what happens within 3 weeks from now. We're talking postponement and cancellations.
Yeah.
A project in Australia I was meant to try out for. This is postponed indefinitely. And then this weekend, we'd have performed at the Sphere Festival, the Harvest of the Art.
Oh, shame.
Which has been postponed. We hope that we can get that show back on board in spring. But, yeah, and you know, my co-parent is also a musician, and, you know, earnings are tourism, and they're great earnings, which have just come to a halt for everyone in tourism.
Oh.
So we have really just had to think on our feet, you know, like many musicians
yeah.
at this stage.
So what sort of thought process are you going through? Have you come up with any creative ideas on how you survive this immediate period?
Absolutely, yeah. I struggle with a back problem. And so a year ago already, I needed to look into how I can support myself. You know, we as musicians are unsalaried workers. This is why we formed the union, TUMSA,
yeah.
so that we can have that recognition. Because we're needing to always be creative about what we do. Someone, in fact, my manager at the time directed me to the platform called Patreon.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's online, it's international, based in the States, and it's a way for artists to bring along their following, their fans, the people who love what they do, patrons of the arts, philanthropists, to what they do on that site, on that platform. Pay a membership level, which can be anything from $1 to $2 to $5 to $100. There's some Patreon artists who are doing really well there. I have about 11 patrons. I would love to grow at this time. It's bringing in just under $3,000 for me, which is not a fortune, but I'm telling you, it's groceries, you know?
Yeah, and absolutely.
In the car, and it's some, you know, whatever the kids might need for school. So, and how it works is that you go into patreon.com, you search me as musician Ernestine Dean. I'm offering various rewards. I'm offering content. It's anything from a special song made just for you or behind-the-scenes footage. It's a chance to, you know, for people to hear music that they yeah, have access to singles before it's even out publicly. Every Patreon creator will have different rewards and different tiers and membership levels. But I have found it an incredible platform because it's not quite crowdfunding, because crowdfunding is normally focused on a specific goal, like, you know, you need to raise money for an album or a music video, and there is a specific time, 2 to 3 months or a month or 6 weeks. With Patreon, it's a forever pledge. Mm. I mean, you know, people can obviously opt out if they need, but they can choose a dollar a month if they really don't have that much money. But, you know, what I remind people about, because I know that everyone is, this is a financial crisis hitting everyone now. Mm. There will be, for those who are used to going to concerts or to a movie, to the lobby or theater or whatever, you know, put your hand into that budget maybe and see who you can support on Patreon. I'm not the only South African artist there. But that for me has really been actual cash in my bank account. You know, with the downloads, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple, iTunes, you name it. But if you don't have the backing of the publicist, the record label, the bloggers who get paid to punt your work and to get you playlisted, you know, the streams are bringing in maybe $20 to $50 a month.
Ernestine, we're going to leave it there because I want time to play some music for our audience and direct them to Patreon to go and support you. Ernestine Dean is her name. Wonderful to have you on the show today. Thanks for the out-the-box thinking and for sharing the news about supporting artists via this platform, patreon.com. And please, if you like what you hear, go and sign up as a supporter of Ernestine Dean. The track we're playing out with is called Spare Me. Appropriate lyrics as well for the current times. Please consider supporting Ernestine Dean on patreon.com if you like what you just heard.